dissonance. The Oxford Dictionary describes or defines dissonance as the lack of harmony amongst musical notes, or the lack of agreement or harmony between people or things. The art of a jazz improvisation is the art of creating and resolving dissonance by creating tension by playing outside the lines, and for the listening ear, playing jarring or wrong notes, only to bring you back within playing inside the lines, to listen to smooth notes that bring it all home. Listening to jazz is like riding a wave of tension as it rises and then it falls. And we are delighted that jazz has visited us in this house. Jazz teaches us something about not just music, but also how we listen carefully to the melodies of our biblical narratives. They teach us something. All of us are very familiar with dissonance or conflict or lack of agreement. Many of us actually run away from it as fast as we can in the opposite direction. But we learn as we run as fast as we can in the opposite way that sometimes it makes things worse and eventually it catches up to you. Just ask Jonah, who sits in the belly of the fish, probably at that moment thinking, I should have said yes the first time. Some of us actually run toward conflict or dissonance. Sometimes we try to resolve it by controlling it, by settling it on our own terms. And sometimes we make it worse still. Just ask David. He made things worse for Uriah, for Bathsheba, for the child, for himself, and for a nation. Sometimes we don't take responsibilities for the jarring and what seems like the wrong notes or the dissonance in life, and we blame everybody else. We feign being the victim, almost like watching soccer players in the FIFA World Cup falling to the ground and feigning the most devastating injuries, only to stand up a few moments later to kick for advantage. Just ask Cain, am I my brother's keeper? Yes, you are. The Bible is filled with ordinary people who learn what it means to improvise their lives, to play jarring notes, broken notes, to wrestle and to argue, sometimes with themselves, sometimes with their neighbors, sometimes with their enemies, but most profoundly to argue with God. And what we learn most profoundly from some of our biblical ancestors is that if you hold the tension long enough, just to sing outside the line long enough and to wait for a deeper understanding, a deeper moment of hope and deeper resolution, that life turns. But our biblical ancestors will also teach us that in holding that tension long enough, you suffer. But the suffering is worth it. Just ask Jacob, who wrestled all night long for a blessing in his life, and he would emerge from that wrestling match with God with a broken hip, and he would limp for the rest of his life. Or ask David, who would somehow hold the semblance of a broken family and a broken nation, knowing that only God could put it back together in time. Or ask Jonah, who would finally put away his pride and have compassion for one other than himself. Or ask Zechariah, who as an old man wanted more than anything in the world to have a son. And he would discover that the prayer had more to do with the whole of humanity and not just his own human heart and want. Sometimes the dissonance that we feel in our own lives is actually parceled and connected to others. That is the nature of being in community with God. On June the 28th, 1970, a large crowd marched into the park in central New York to mark the first anniversary of the Stonewall riots, a time when the gay community stood up against the riots of the police. It would mark the beginning of Pride. The first Pride Parade in this city would begin after the bathhouse raids in 1981, and out of protest and conflict and jarring notes would come a very long journey where all of us have been invited in to understand sexual diversity and expression. For many, it has been a long and painful journey. The number of men and women who have gone before us in the hopes that our children and grandchildren would not suffer in the same way. And of a church community that dialogues for the first time to understand that the sexual identity and expression that we have been given is a gift from God. But sometimes you have to come out in order to find your way back in. Sometimes you have to play the jarring notes outside the lines in order to help resolve and bring a whole community inside. Zechariah would understand that probably for the first time. As quite an older fellow, he and Elizabeth longed to have a child, but they were beyond childbearing years. And it was his turn to serve at the altar in the temple, and as he stood there, like he had done so many times before, suddenly an angel is standing there and startles him. Wouldn't you be startled? Zechariah, God has heard your prayers. Elizabeth is pregnant. You will give birth to a son. You will call him John. He will be great in the eyes of many. He will follow in the footsteps of Elijah and bring righteousness and salvation for an entire nation. Imagine truly believing that God hears your deepest want in your prayers, and to have that deepest want answered in a way that you could hardly ever imagine. The melody is playing just beautifully up until that moment when suddenly Zechariah plays a wrong note. He says, how do I know this is going to happen? The wrong note is sounded. And we know he plays that note probably just to protect himself. I have hoped and longed for a child of my own, and my hope has been dashed many times before. How do I know it's really going to happen this time? And the angel says, for that, you will now be silent. He is rendered mute. Imagine being a preacher and not being able to speak, of losing the ability of speaking the prayers and uttering the voice of God amongst a community in learning scripture together, but being silent. Sometimes you have to be really quiet and silent in order to hear the real melody. Years ago, when I was having a moment of deep conflict with a parishioner in a previous parish, I was really lost and didn't really know how to resolve it. So I went to my father for advice, and he said to me, "Be quiet. Don't try to defend yourself. Don't run from it. Don't try and resolve it by force. Just be quiet. Listen to what the other is saying and not saying." It takes courage to be silent. Imagine 9 months for poor old Zechariah, only able to listen carefully to the sounds of his wife, Elizabeth, with morning sickness, with the jar of kosher pickles being opened again, and the tub of ice cream too, of the crib being built. Imagine Zechariah watching his wife's belly grow, of being able to put his hand on her flesh and to feel the stirrings of life below. Imagine the hearing the sounds of a midwife giving instruction of the tension and the pain of childbirth. and then the cry of a new voice in the house. Imagine the melody beginning to stir in himself as he holds this child in his arms and begins to sway for the very first time in a way he hadn't before. And then comes the naming. Names are important. Some of us are given names of uncles or aunts or grandparents or someone in our family that reminds us of a deeper narrative. And sometimes it's important to name a moment when you have been transformed. He should have been named Zechariah Jr. But instead, Elizabeth said, no, his name is John. And Zechariah writes it down, his name is John, which means God is gracious, God is good, God is in charge. Sometimes the melody that we long for is only resolved by the hand of God that plays us like an instrument. Wynton Marsalis once said, the music does not come to us, we come to the music, and we leave with something we did not have before. Zechariah in that moment understood that this child would become a sign and a symbol for a people of what it means to play outside the lines in order to bring them back inside. To speak to a people who stand and walk in darkness in order that they might see light. That they would understand for the first time forgiveness of sin and salvation that was bigger than them. That is our nature as church. To take on, as it were, the mantle of the prophet like John the Baptist, who was a hell of a jazz musician, who really understood what it meant to play outside in order to bring inside. And our nature as church community is to do the same. May God grant us ears to hear.